Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of Bought by the Popcorn. I'm Emily.
And I'm Alessandra.
And today, we have a couple holiday movies to talk about, since it's sort of still-ish the holidays, not really. We're going to talk about Spirited, which came out last year on Apple TV Plus with Will Ferrell and Ryan Reynolds. And we're going to talk about The Naughty Nine, which released on Disney Plus this year. Last year. Sorry.
This year. Well, 2023. Yeah, it was, I meant to watch this Spirited movie last year and I just didn't get around to it. And it's because it was filmed in Boston. So I really wanted to watch it. Yes. Yes, it was.
I thought it was New York.
Well, that's what they wanted you to think. But no, it was Boston.
That's...
And I recognized all the places where they filmed because it's just right downtown.
Oh, so is there a place that does like a rooftop, like ice skating?
No.
Oh.
Not that okay. I know of. Okay. That could have been in Vancouver. So they filmed part of it in Canada and part of it here in Boston.
Oh, I see.
Mm-hmm. But I recognized, you know, a lot of the places where they were. I'll mention them, but I think these two movies were very fun and very, like, good concepts for movies.
I agree. I don't know. I'm sure there's another, like, kid heist movie that has to do with, like, winter. But I don't know if it's specifically stealing from Santa Claus. But yes, I really enjoyed both of the premises of these movies greatly. Don't know if they'll quite make it into my annual, you know, holiday rotation. But yeah. But maybe. I don't know. Maybe if I'm feeling like I need something to mix it up, maybe I'll throw one of those in. But yeah, I like them both a lot.
So Spirited was about the... I didn't know anything about this movie by just watching it. Like, straight up. Didn't even know. I think I maybe saw one trailer, but not even. I don't really remember. So when I turned it on, I had no idea what was going to happen. Realized it was a musical instantly.
Yeah, that happens pretty quick.
And it was great. Like, good music, fun concept of basically the people that are on the other side that have passed on, that have the job of doing the Ghost of Christmas Past, Present, and Future on really Scroogey kind of people. And they decide who to work on every year, which is really silly, but they're all like different languages. Like, everybody's just kind of in their own little hub where they try to change people for good.
Yeah. So I'm assuming, is there like a an international branch that does one in each country, basically? Because, I mean, obviously we only see Americans, changing someone. But yes, I do remember other people that work there that speak different language. I mean, they could just speak different languages, but then that made me think. And then at the end, they were saying they were expanding.
So yeah. I think they only did one person a year on Earth.
Yeah.
So they had to
only had to one choose. Person.
Yeah. Which makes me think, is there any other kind of afterlife job situation that can interfere with people on Earth that's not just this Charles Dickens kind of concept? Like, there's probably other ones too. But anyway, we're introduced to Will Ferrell. He does a big opening number. And then he's kind of like, maybe I should retire. And
I mean, he doesn't want to. He very greatly does not. He is reluctant to retire, even though everyone at the company is like, you should retire.
Yeah.
And,
but he picks somebody who he thinks is a unchangeable or something like that. What is
unredeemable.
It? Unredeemable. And that's Ryan Reynolds, who is like the owner of a company that is a PR firm that kind of can twist and turn people's stories to get the worst out of them and understand that people are just mean and sharky people and will always be trolls on the internet. So that's
his
company view.
Basically manipulates people into thinking a certain way, whether it's negatively or it's mostly negative. He takes, which, you know, hate between the masses is a very strong emotion.
And it gets you to buy stuff. It gets you to do
just about anything.
It's a real, like, allegory, obviously, like, directly from what kind of life we have right now, where everybody's just kind of really diametrically opposed from each other. And just, like, using that fear and hatred to, you know, hate others and act, you know, xenophobically to others or bigot, you know, anything. And it's kind of just, like, fighting that.
Yeah. Basically.
So great concept, because I never really thought it could be a fun musical, but like the music was fantastic.
So, and I believe these are the same songwriters and the same like choreographers that worked on Greatest Showman.
Oh, are they? Okay, that makes a lot of sense, because it felt like that. Like that's like the best part of Greatest Showman too.
Is the songs and the dancing, not really the story, but you know.
Yeah. So I think that like combined with this kind of writing team, this comedy writing team, that, you know, made like other Will Ferrell movies and, you know, other comedies really, you get like a pretty decently written, fun family film. And they just kind of go through Ryan Reynolds's like life as a kid, and then like his dying sister and his unwillingness to kind of bend to be a better person. And while also going with Will Ferrell kind of coming to terms with he should maybe retire as go back on Earth. And we find out that he is the very Scrooge in which Charles Dickens's, you know, Christmas Carol is based off of.
Plot twist.
Because he's such a nice dude. You're like, how could he be him?
Yeah. And I really like the layers that this story had. I mean, I just really like how they really, picked apart the Charles Dickens story. Like as they were working, they're like, yeah, normally when our perp is feeling a certain way, we show them the bam, the real emotional scene from their past. And that's supposed to kickstart them into starting to want to be a good person. Like it's just, they really kind of get into the nitty gritty of it. And I was never really a huge,
Will Ferrell?
No. What's Charles Dickens?
Christmas Carol?
Christmas Carol. don't even know what it's called. Although I have heard the Muppets Christmas Carol is really good. I've actually been wanting to rewatch that.
We should watch that.
Or watch it if I never have. But I'm pretty sure I have when I was really young. But I was never really into the Christmas Carol just in general as a story because I thought it was boring. But I really like how this was like a fun twist on it. I'm trying to look up if this is the same like songwriters as Greatest Showman, because I don't want to be a liar. and spread misinformation.
No, let me check all cast and crew here. Let me try to figure this out. I will see.
I cannot continue until I know that this is correct information.
Sure. Okay.
It should say, like, on the poster, like, from the whatever of the whatever. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Also, what this movie kind of was, it seemed like it had a pretty high budget. Like, I know that they had a lot of, like, CGI and stuff.
For sure.
These, like, dance numbers and stuff were pretty... Pretty
and
crazy.
Did you watch the dance number at the end?
Yes, it was great.
Oh my gosh, it was amazing. Now that like end credit dancing, which I think they physically cut from the movie because this movie is long.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
This movie is like well over 2 hours, right? I think it's like 2 hours and... Oh, it's only 2 hours and 7 minutes.
But that's a long movie for a Christmas movie.
It's long. It's long for a Christmas movie. And so I think they just physically had to cut that dance number. I think that's what my coworker was saying, because she really liked this movie. And so she was, like, telling me stuff about it. But that was a great dance. I like the Ripple song.
Yeah.
Songs were very good. What?
I was going to say, I watched this a couple weeks ago, so... It's hard for me to remember, like, the specific songs, but I remember they were good.
Yeah. I feel like the songs aren't sticking in my memory as well as Greatest Showman songs did. I really like re-listening to the Greatest Showman soundtrack. It's so good. There are a couple really good songs. I really like, I think it was Octavia...
Yeah, Octavia Spencer's songs were great.
And her reprise was so good. And yeah, I like the Ripple song. There are a couple. They're just not quite as memorable as Greatest Showman songs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If truly the same songwriter worked on this movie, because I can't find anything. Maybe I'm wrong.
You know what? I'm going to, like, go to the Greatest Showman instead, because I've been looking through the cast here and, like, the crew, and it's just not it's not really showing up, so I want to, like,
I'm gonna go to trusty Google.
That would be probably better. Yeah, so we could talk about, like, Will Ferrell's relationship with, like, Octavia Spencer, which was definitely like a silly, like, it they fell in love so quickly and they were like so sure of each other within a day, which I know you hate, but this is a Christmas movie, so I don't know how you felt about that. Like, that they were like the fact that Octavia Spencer and her, like, and Will Ferrell, like, got together so quickly.
No, I actually liked, I liked their little love story, their little side love story. I thought it was very cute.
Yeah, it was sweet. Okay, I looked up one composer of this, and he's not it. Maybe it's another one.
Maybe it's not.
And I'm they were on the soundtracks.
A liar.
Oh, he did, yes. Benji Pasek. Was also the composer of this movie. He was part of the music department. Original songs by Benj Pasek.
All right, there you go. That's the one degree we needed.
I'm going to check up on this other guy, Justin Paul. Also Justin Paul. So the two of them, but not the third guy.
Okay.
Okay. Happy with that?
Which is crazy because the song that was in the end credits felt the most Greatest Showman coded.
Well, there you go.
I really felt like I was watching a scene from The Greatest Showman.
Didn't you like how there was, like, a cute little, like, at the end of the credits, it was, like, all of the cast was there, like all the crew, and then they just saw everyone in the crew at the end of the movie.
Yes, I did. Where like the
That was
camera like
so cute.
pans and you just see
Yes,
all the
all
people
the
behind the
crew.
camera. Yeah. So good. So
I
good.
loved it. Yeah, so they filmed down on like near Financial District over here. And so I recognized the place Elephant and Castle, which is down in Financial District. And they also filmed over in like the oldest part of Boston, really. It's like over by the Union Oyster House and Bell in Hand, and the Green Dragon. And they filmed down there because the streets, I don't remember if you remember this, it's kind of over by Faneuil Hall, and the streets look very like small, cobblestony, kind of a little windy. And that's where they filmed. And they actually, I believe, I'm pretty sure they filmed inside the Green Dragon, which is like really cool because it's like an old bar and it's got the like wooden everywhere, and they were in their old Victorian garb, and
Oh, for the historic scene.
yes, for the scene of like the Scrooge past scenes, with that inside the bar was in the Green Dragon, which is a bar I like to go to. So that was pretty neat. And they actually filmed this during COVID. So I remember when they were gonna go film it, and then people were like, "Oh, we should go check it out," because they were down there, and there was pictures taken of like the cool snowy sets and everything.
I feel like I remember you telling me about this, that like there were pictures of Will Ferrell in like old-timey garb going around
You know what I
or
was doing
something.
while watching this movie was I was eating my candy that you bought for me
One that you
for
bought more of
Christmas.
or the original bag?
No, the original bag. So that was what I was doing. It was a good candy eating movie.
Oh yeah, for sure. I ate all my candy. I think I have one Kit Kat from India left. I think that's it. I think that's all I have left. Oh, and my Tim Tams from Australia. That's what I have left. So.
The Ghost of Christmas Past was played by Sunita Mani, and she was really funny. I like that the joke was that she met up with Clint Ryan Reynolds, and then she like immediately slept with him, like in his past. And she was like, "Oops, I can't. I have to stop." Because she
Yeah, so
like breached
it's a little
the
awkward. He's kind of obsessed with me, and
contract.
I can't really go back.
It was very funny.
And then they were together at the end, which was very cute. Yeah, I mean, I think all the little side relationships were at least the romantic ones were okay. I really liked the bond that Clint and Present made. Like they just, I really liked Ryan Reynolds' character because it's like he is bad. He does bad things, and the consequences of his actions need to be shown to him. But he's also like the first thing he says when Present shows up is like, really? Out of all of the racists and bigots and murderers and every you're coming after me.
Yeah, it's 'cause he's not that bad. Like he's just a misanthrope, which means he just hates everyone.
And he's definitely got some trauma that he's not working through, with, how sad the death of his sister was, and not offering to take be Ren's guardian, and just kind of being a shit uncle in general.
Yeah, but they develop a nice rapport that eventually he jumps in front of a bus to save him. And then you know that he really is, he's saved. Like, he jumps in front of the bus to save his bro. And it's pretty adorable. I always love movies where the two people are becoming best friends, or their relationship is like becoming better, and they're just like even closer in the end. Those are my favorite kind of movies, honestly. Like, not as much as romance movies, but it's close. It's like romance movies, but obviously platonic.
It's like, yeah, it's still a relationship. It's a platonic relationship that if written well, can make you happy. It can make you happy to see. And I like that this kind of stepped outside of the box. Like, when we first meet Ryan Reynolds and they're trying to, you know, follow their script. Mm-hmm. And he's like, that's not going to work with me. I'm smarter than that. And you need to speak to me as if I'm a real person, not that I'm just this perp character that you've mm-hmm. created me to be, who'll just follow the routine and then just be fixed. It's like, there's more to this picture than like what you're grasping. And it really kind of showed how much work, I guess, Ryan Reynolds' character needed. Like, 'cause he was, you know, they show him the scene where he takes the company's clients from the guy who hired him. Was he related to that guy? No, it was just some guy that hired him, right?
Yeah, he basically like started working for his own company after the guy he just stole all of his clients, which is a pretty dick thing to do. But
yeah, he like did something bad, he was gonna get fired, and then he was like, well, actually no, I'm leaving and I'm taking your clients with me. But then he's like, but see, I gave Kimberly a job. Like, I gave people jobs because of this. Mm-hmm. And it's like, but you're not seeing the situation the way you're supposed to be seeing.
Yeah, he had some issues for sure.
Yeah, and I like that he asked a lot of questions about Will Ferrell's character too, because once we, you know, the whole Scrooge bit is, you know, supposed to be this huge plot twist, and it was. I really liked it. I actually saw this in at work. Like, it was still I think it was like the week before Christmas week or something, and we just put it on. So I was like kind of half watching it, but I did see that part where like it was known. It became known that he was Scrooge, and I was like, and then we kind of figure out that Will Ferrell has his own fears of going back to Earth, because he's like, well, what if I relapse? And it's like,
right. Oh,
like, this movie really brings up a lot of good stuff. It's a little convoluted, and I think they tried to fit in a little bit too much here and there. But I think the overall story was very strong, and they stayed with it very well. Like, maybe if they took out some little extra bits here and there, kind of like cleaned it up, because it was a little messy. But I think the baseline story was very strong. And very good.
Yeah, I agree. Also funny, and like I said, great music. Did you catch the funny, like, they had for some reason a costume party for Christmas, which is strange, but they did at Ryan Reynolds' big humongous apartment, and one of the people dressed up.
He had a Christmas Eve work party, and they're like, isn't that a dick move?
Yeah, it is. It's wild, but there were so many people there.
Because they had to. I think it was like mandatory.
Yeah, because he's mean. And did you see one of them was dressed up as Elf, like Buddy the Elf?
As Buddy! Just as Buddy! Yeah, I did not notice that the first time I watched the movie, but I did notice it the second time. I was like, oh, he's Buddy, and there's Will Ferrell right there.
Yeah, he was like, what a stupid costume or something to him. Very silly. But liked Octavia Spencer, liked the kid actor, liked his brother actor, liked the sister. I feel like I recognize her from other stuff. That's something else.
Yeah, she looks familiar.
She's in Ted Lasso. Oh, she's Ted's ex-wife.
Oh.
That's who she is.
Oh, the one that dates the doctor. Okay. Yeah.
Well, I'm sure that the trivia has that that Buddy the Elf is in here somewhere.
Probably.
The cemetery scene, most of the faces on the tombstone are AI-generated faces and a picture of the crew and family who worked on the shot at Mel's FBFX. That's funny. When he's unable to remember Tiny Tim's name, present suggests Little Larry, which was one of the names Dickens considered for the character.
Wow.
That is crazy. Oh my God, Emily, you have to read the third trivia if you have it open.
The payroll one?
Yes.
Okay, Will Ferrell and Ryan Reynolds were each paid... paid... $20 million? Is that million?
$20 million, yes.
$20 million for being in this movie. The payroll for the entire film topped out at $75 million.
Oh my God. It's probably because they had to sing.
The fuck?
That's freaking crazy. I can't even. Oh my gosh. Can't even believe that.
Wow.
Oh yeah, Dame Judi Dench did make a cameo in this. Very silly.
Oh yeah, of course she did. She's amazing. The There's Good Afternoon that, song was really funny.
Yeah. All filmed in Boston, but they put like a weird CGI background on it to make it seem like it was like far away or something. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fifth musical collaboration between Benj Pasek and Justin Paul. As we said. The others are La La Land, Greatest Showman, Dear Evan Hansen, and Lyle Lyle Crocodile.
Oh. I didn't know that. That's interesting.
Third Christmas film with themed film with Will Ferrell. Elf and Daddy's Home, both Christmas movies.
That's right. I don't always think of Daddy's Home 2 as a Christmas film.
I'm pretty sure I've seen that one. I'm pretty sure I've seen both of the Daddy's Homes. Don't know why.
Don't know if I've seen either of those. I've probably seen bits and pieces of them. Wasn't one play? No, that was a different movie. What was playing? When I was over at your parents' house, was that the other guys?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Never mind.
Yeah. Never mind. Okay.
Let's get over to the Metascore.
Yee.
Oh wait, you do that. I'll do the plot keywords. 1 second.
Yes. Yes. Okay. That's right.
Here we go. We've got Christmas based on novella.
Oh, well, I guess that's based on the Christmas Carol, which is...
Christmas Carol is a novella.
I guess it is. It's a short story.
I guess so. Okay. Based on the works of Charles Dickens or Charles Dickens' character, Magical Journey. There you go.
I do wonder if this was one of the Dickens stories that was in the newspaper. I remember that, I think... I couldn't remember if Tale of Two Cities was one of those, where it's like... In the newspaper, he would do the next chapter every week or something. I bet this was just like a small one. And I bet it was in some kind of newspaper. Or, you know, periodical.
Yeah.
Okay, this movie got a 55 Metascore with 14 positive, 7 mixed, and 4 negative reviews. The highest one is a 90. And the lowest one is a 25. We got 2 25s there at the bottom. Wow. Some people did not like this movie.
Wow. Okay. Let's see. Let's get on to the 25s here.
I could hear you like going down with your little, mouse wheel.
Yeah. Sorry. Hopefully no. It's actually a pretty silent mouse, except for when I aggressively scroll. Okay, here we go. So we've got San Francisco Chronicle gave it a 25. Spirited was never going to be any good.
Spirit the horse. But it would have been
slightly better and a change of pace if Reynolds and Ferrell had switched roles.
What?
You're basing your entire rating on if they would have switched roles.
I don't think that I don't think that that works. Ryan Reynolds is, like, too young to be Scrooge.
Yeah. That was dumb.
It's, like, doesn't work with the concept. Okay.
Thank you for that stupid little quip, Mick. Thank you for your opinion, not... Okay.
I'm going to read the 60 from Screen Daily. It says, more often than not, the stirring tunes and genuineness of the proceedings help paper over Spirited's rough spots. A couple of twists are well handled, and Will Ferrell's performance as a dutiful ghost who suddenly questions his afterlife choices reveals a vulnerability which is disarming. That's nice.
Yeah. I thought Will Ferrell did a very good job singing as well. I'm a fan. Well. I don't know what else.
Yeah.
Is there anything else that he, like, really sings in? I know he joke sings, sort of, in Elf.
In Elf, yeah. Yeah. That's all I can really recall.
But I thought he did a really nice job.
Me too.
You know, Ryan Reynolds, not the best singer, but I thought he still did a really great job.
Do you want to read one of the high ones?
Sure. Should I just go all the way to the tippy top?
Sure.
All right, let's see. We've got 90, like you said. We got this covered. Gave it a 90. Big on spectacular and bigger on life lessons. Spirited manages to surprise, inspire, and entertain in equal measure.
Wow.
I feel like this could have rhymed somehow. But it didn't.
If you said measure like measure, then it would have rhymed.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
Let's take a break and we'll talk about the naughty nine.
Hell yeah.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Okay, we are back. Emily, you chose this movie. Why did you choose this movie, The Naughty Nine, to watch?
Let's talk about some traumatized kids. So I saw this on, okay, here's the reason. I saw a lot of movies coming out this year that had Santa played by a black actor. And I was like, hell yeah, I want to watch as many of these as possible. So
okay,
I did watch, which one did I watch? It was the other one on Disney Plus, I think.
The one with Ludacris? It was like Dashing
Through the Snow or something. Yes. I think it was with Ludacris.
Yes, Dashing Through the Snow.
Yes. And that movie was okay. It wasn't my favorite. And then I watched The Naughty Nine and I was like, this is actually a very good movie. And I really, really enjoyed it. So I wanted us to talk about it.
Excellent. Well, I watched it today, so it's very fresh in my mind.
Good.
I also really like this movie. I knew from off the bat that it was going to be a kids movie. It is on It is on Disney Plus, and I knew the concept, which is that a bunch of kids figure out that they're on the naughty list because they didn't get presents for Christmas. And they're like, let's go steal them from the North Pole. So,
yes,
it's outlandish and it's silly.
Yes.
But it kind of reminded me of like the Santa Claus movie in its silliness, while also being similar to like Max Keeble's Big Move with like the pranks.
Yes.
And
yes.
And like, and then and it's like a heist movie. Yeah, Snow Day. Yeah. The heist part of it is fun. I mean, who doesn't like a heist movie? So that is good.
Yeah, this movie had everything. It had one of the kids has two dads. Love that. Love that. What was it? There's a part where the plane is broken and the guy's like the pilot's trying to like stall for time, and the guy comes in and he's like, all right, the engineer, the mechanic fixed your plane, you can go now. And he's like, oh, what if this guy didn't even do a good job? And he's like, how can we trust him? And he's like, well, first of all, my wife's the mechanic and I trust her. Yeah. And I was like, yes,
yes,
yes, yes.
Santa is played by Danny Glover. I love Danny Glover. So that's great.
He was the most perfect Santa I've ever seen.
I know. So like graceful and tired.
And just huggable.
Huggable. For
and tired. Did you say tired?
Yeah, he looked so tired. Like just
he had
exhausted.
Just gotten done with Christmas, Alessandra. He was ready. He was relaxing.
True. Emily,
he was relaxing. He was taking a load off, literally.
He didn't want to have to deal with these naughty kids.
God, yeah, at least not a snot-nosed brats.
It had some pretty good child actors, I have to say. Some of them were better than others, but
for sure.
but there were some standouts. I gotta say the main character, Andy, was great. He really, really was good. Also, the kid who played John Anthony, also really good.
So good. So good.
The girl who played Rose, the animal whisperer, I thought she was also really good. And same with the girl who played Hayun, the getaway driver. She was fantastic. All the other ones, I'm sorry, you were great. But your line delivery was not as good. I'm sorry.
Camila Rodriguez, who played Dulce, her mom voice was really good. Mm-hmm. I will say that. That was very fun. That was a very
good
part.
She's a runner up. Also the kid who played Lewis, the tech one, was so cute. I mean, they all were adorable.
He was very cute. He was kind of a bad actor, but he was really cute.
It's okay. You know, they're kids. Like, we don't expect them to be A+. And I'm telling you, though, that Andy kid, he really did a good job.
He was really good. He was good, right?
Yes.
He was so good. I really liked when they were at the elf party that they kind of brought in Christmas traditions from like, other cultures. Like, they had the John Anthony picked up, I think it was called bibinka or something. And it's like a pastry.
Yeah.
And I'm not
entirely
sure.
Is it like Filipino or something?
From where? I do want to say Filipino. And then we
had Dulce
singing that song with the other elves. It was very good. Very good. I really
that was a
liked
great,
this movie.
Great part. it was
so fun.
It was a super fun movie. I mean, honestly, and the whole entire movie is the kids. There's like hardly any adults in this movie, and the whole thing is just the nine kids. So like, I've not seen a movie like that in a really long time where it's like the only characters are just children, you know?
Yeah. And it kind of brought up that conversation of, like, our morally gray characters. Where, like, you know, Andy's a bad kid. He pulls pranks at school. He steals things. But, like, he did it, like, because what was it? He got in trouble at school because he was trying to, or he was trying to get the stuff from the lost and found.
Yeah.
That belonged to the kids. The
confiscated. No, it was like the confiscated items. That's right. From the confiscated children.
Stuff. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Rebels with the Claws. Oh my God. Do you see the.
I do see.
Oh my God.
That's the tagline.
That's so fucking funny. Who worked on this? I need to watch some other. Jed Elenoff and Scott Thomas. Who the hell are you guys? They worked on Scooby-Doo. Look at that.
Oh, perfect. Kids, you know, kids television. Always fun. I liked that it was very, like, it seemed like it had a pretty good budget. The costumes were really fun. And that scene with them being in, like, the elf party was the best part, I think, because it was just so vibrant and so over the top. Like, the whole North Pole design was very cute. It was like a mountain full of houses that were snow-covered and lit up. Just looked like such a nice place to live, you know?
the elf that was, like, following them around definitely could have been a bit more pushy and annoying, but I thought he was really good. I was expecting, like, you bringing up the Santa Claus movies, like, this really had the same vibe as that. I was waiting to see Bernard. Like, I really was. Like, just to pop up somewhere. Like, either to be this gate guard elf who gets swindled by Albert. So good. So good.
Yeah.
It was Kevin the elf. I think that was the guy that was, like, join the conga.
I gotta see what other things this kid, Winslow Fegley, or Fedgley, has been in.
Most adorable name I've ever seen.
He's been in 11 other things before this, which is truly crazy. He's in The Good Doctor. He's preteen Sean. Oh, that's where I recognize him from.
He's also in
Lyle Crocodile. Wow, that actually links us together with the last movie, because the composers made the music for that.
It sounds like we need to watch Lyle Crocodile.
Yeah, that looked like a good movie. He was also in this movie called Nightbooks that I really wanted to watch that had Kristen Ritter in it.
Oh. Okay.
It's on Netflix, and I, like, have been meaning to watch it, and it kind of gets, like, a Goosebumpsy vibe to me. Kristen Ritter's like a witch in it, and I was just talking about her recently. I'm like, I gotta watch. There's also a song by Churches that is on the soundtrack for this movie, and it's like it's a cover song of the song from The Lost Boys. It's like a creepy song from The Lost Boys, and I'm like, how did they get Churches to do a cover of song? I don't know. Maybe when it gets down to Halloween, we can talk about it.
I feel like when that's the case, it was either a ton of money was given to them, or something about this, like, struck a chord with someone in Churches where they're like, we have to do this.
I don't know.
Something about Nightbooks is like, the lead singer of Churches was like, dude, guys, this is my childhood. We got to.
Yeah. I think movies aimed at kids, it's like, I don't get those a lot aimed at me because obviously I'm not a kid. So, like, anything on Netflix, I'm sure that it got watched by a lot more younger people than myself.
I had never heard of Nightbooks until you just told me. So definitely that is not geared to me. You know what I see on Netflix? K-dramas and anime.
Right.
That is what's geared towards me on Netflix.
Yeah. That's not geared towards me, but...
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I'm just saying, we see, like, depending on your algorithm, you see very different things. And sometimes you completely miss stuff.
Oh, yeah, 100%. It's just not so late.
It's just not even being promoted to you. It's like, exactly. Why don't you think I would want to see this? It's because I watch too much K-drama on anime. it's like, oh, she wouldn't care about this. And I'm like, you don't know that.
You don't know I don't want to watch that.
You don't know. I might surprise you. Sometimes I surprise myself, like watching The Naughty Nine, which again,
yeah,
good movie. Everyone, there's no metascore for us to go off of, but like,
I actually looked it up.
Five critics, yeah,
yeah.
Does it have a thing?
But let's just go through some of the trivia first before we talk about.
Oh, them. Sure.
This is the first Disney Channel original movie to premiere on a Wednesday, so I guess this was a DCOM, the second Christmas themed DCOM.
To premiere less than 10 years after the movie?
I'm literally like, what? Oh my god, it premiered. So this is the first Disney Channel original movie to premiere in November since Geek Charming. But I don't know what other movies are DCOMs. Like, I didn't even know they still had Disney Channel. What is happening right now? No wonder the budget was good.
I mean, people still have cable, right? So, there has to be Disney Channel still.
Okay, here we go.
List of looking. Are you looking up Disney Channel original movies?
There's not even, it's, so, Disney Channel original movie, as Disney Channel original movies, as Disney original movies. This counts as a Disney original movie that was on... But I just don't understand what this is a Disney original movie, and it also premieres on Disney Channel. I think that's what's up.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
There's been two other ones this year. One called The Prom Pact and one called The Slumber Party.
Oh my gosh. Do you remember the movie Sleepover with baby Brie Larson? And
I love that movie. And yes.
What's her name?
The girl
from Spy Kids.
Spy Kids. Also, this movie was like Spy Kids. So much.
It really was.
Alexa Vega.
I think I definitely looked at the poster for Prom Pact and was like, I might watch that. And then I never did. But... You know, I do that a lot. I look at something and I'm like, that's a decent looking poster.
It is a decent looking poster.
It's a decent looking poster.
Honestly, like, not a bad looking poster.
You could really get me to watch something if it's got a good poster.
It's a romantic comedy, apparently.
Oh my god, I have to watch this movie now.
Oh, okay, all right. Are we doing our DCOM era right now?
Oh, Alessandra, don't even tempt me right now.
So I thought that Disney Channel was done, but I think it's still going.
I would love our podcast to devolve into just us rewatching DCOMs and just talking about every single one.
Oh my god, Emily.
I would love us to do that.
Would anybody listen to us? I mean, honestly, I would. Because we have to watch so many things for the Oscars this year.
Maybe we could start throwing them in, like, during the off season. Like, the Oscars season.
I think that would be a good idea. We're having
We'll start from the oldest.
Yeah, we're going to watch all of them.
1983 Tiger Town. Oh, it's a baseball movie.
Yes.
No.
We got to watch it. We got to watch all of them. We're new. Right, we're going to do a new series.
Yeah.
It was as if we don't have enough series, but we're going to do it.
Well, I mean, we stopped the quarantine pandemic one.
Yeah, we did.
We're still technically doing our ABCs. But
we sure are.
That's what we're gonna finish it. Don't think that we're not. We're gonna.
Oh, we're gonna do it. Yeah, we're gonna do it.
We're gonna do it for sure. It's Oscar season right now, which, you know, we should be watching Oscar stuff, not The Naughty Nine. But hey,
I really apologize to everybody out there. But we had a good time watching these movies. So I'm that's it for the trivia. This movie got, do you want to read the different plot keywords for this? I could not think of the words.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Okay. I was like, where are you going with this? Yes, we've got heist crime, Santa Claus, thief, kids, family, robbery.
Oh, right. Okay.
That's the movie.
That's it. Yeah.
You just need to like traumatize kids, but you know, that's fine. That's fine.
So this movie doesn't have a Metascore. It says it only gets a Metascore after 4 critic reviews, and it only has 1. So we're going to just read this critic review.
It said 5 critic reviews underneath the add to watch list. Yeah, it says 26 user reviews and 5 critic reviews.
5 critic reviews on IMDb, not on Metacritic.
Oh, okay. I mean, okay. I thought a critic.
All of these are like
a critic review,
not related to Metacritic. Which on Metacritic, I looked it up. It has only 1 critic review from Film Threat, and okay. It's an 80. So that's just what I'm going to assume that this movie has is an 80 Metascore, because that's the only one that's on here.
I mean, there's nothing to divide by. We can't do the average. This review that I just opened gave it a 4.5 out of 5 stars, which I think is like an 80.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
There you go. I'm going to see what this one did. Oh, God, this site looks so janky. Oh, my God, I'm going to get a virus.
That's why it's not on Metacritic, because they're not real critics.
A 4 out of 10. Oh, this person hated it. Okay, going back. Movie talk from a mom's perspective. Oh god.
This is such a janky. Oh my goodness. This is not a critic review.
The mom graded it a B.
Okay.
Okay.
It's not quite. I think that's enough. So I'm gonna read this 80 from Film Threat. It says the Naughty Nine is a breath of fresh air from the usual holiday fare. Yes, it still has that feel-good message that so many Christmas titles have, but it goes about it uniquely. All right. That wasn't a very good review, but all right.
Yeah, I mean, there are some layers to this movie. Like, I really like that, you know, all these kids are, like, self-conscious about something. Like, you know, people tell Rose that she's weird because she talks to animals. And,
yeah.
And John Anthony can't have an original fashion idea, but then he does. He learns that he does have talent. And I can't remember what Lewis's thing was. I think he just wanted to go to the North Pole
because he's
been studying it.
He just wanted to go. Laurel was like, didn't believe that she was good enough for anything, but she's like really good at a lot of things. Let's see.
Dual say is it has a lot of brothers and sisters, and so she feels alone and left out from her own family, which is very sad. Very sad. I can't remember what Hyun's story was. Like, was there a reason she was like an adrenaline junkie?
No, they didn't really go into it. Yeah, no. I mean, that makes sense. And I'm glad that that Laurel ended up going on the trip instead of the other girl who they had gotten for the gymnast. The actress, oh God, I'm so sorry to this actress, but her line reads were absolutely trash. Like I was like, oh my God, is she going to be in this group? And she was not.
Yeah. She got booted. And thank goodness.
I'm sorry, Bethany. I'm sorry, actress who played Bethany. Nothing against you. Just the edits that they chose for you, the takes, were not good ones. Okay?
Yeah. Well, yeah. Yeah, exactly. And it seems like that there's going to be a second movie, because at the very end of the movie, Santa goes to see Andy and is like, Andy, we got a situation and I need your help. And I was like, what?
He needs help from the Naughty Nine.
Yeah, he needs help from the Naughty Nine.
They officially have a name. He says the Naughty Nine. I know, so, so silly. So silly. So good. The guy who flew them up to the North Pole, Bruno, was such a himbo. And it's like, I don't know how they got the adult. Every adult in this movie was just like crazy and terrible, stupid. Yeah. They were just like non-existent. They acted like children themselves, you know, in their own adult world, as it be. Not as developed and good as when we talk about all of our DCOM movies. The Smart House dad is pretty great as a dad. So can't wait till we get to that. Man. Now I'm excited. We're gonna have to have Paula on as guest.
You have no idea. Like this is the best. This is the best Christmas present you could give me.
Oh,
having an excuse to watch all the DCOMs,
and they're all like on Disney Plus, I think. So this is the only time.
I don't think all of them are, but I think
we'll find some. If anything, we'll find them on YouTube or something.
Yeah, we'll have to do our best. Because I think I was so close to starting a DCOM like TikTok series for how much I post on TikTok, which is never. Wow. But still got to do Coraline. Still haven't done Coraline yet. But this is the best thing ever. I'm so excited to start the DCOMs. Best. Okay, is that it? Anything else we want to say about Spirited or The Naughty Nine?
No. I'm sorry we got to it so late. But yeah, check them out. Oh.
It's fine. Check them out. They're really good. If you enjoyed this episode, please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and IMDb. We are also on Amazon Music, Spotify, and Acast. If you want to email us, please do that at allbythepopcornpodcast@gmail.com. You can follow our social media. We have Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, and YouTube. Just search All By The Popcorn or All By The Popcorn Podcast. And we have merch, so please check that out. But thank you so much for listening, and we'll talk to you in the next one. Goodbye.
Bye.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.